much. First of all, I'd like to thank you and the CARD Coalition for inviting me to participate in this side event. And I think it's appropriate that Africa Rise, which has the mandate as one of the CGIAR, 15 centers of the CGIAR, which has the mandate to actually boost or contribute to boosting the rice sector in Africa. And as been demonstrated by the presentations, it's quite obvious that there are a lot of interesting things that we're doing. The Coalition for African Rice Development is very important. As you can see, it's quite obvious that there were strategies in different countries in Africa. But what I can see from what's happening is that the CARD has actually stimulated the whole process, policy process, of boosting rice development in Africa, starting by the development of the national rice development strategies. I think that has been a real booster. We can see, tell from the two presentations that have been made here today, Nigeria and Cote d'Ivoire, a good example. Cote d'Ivoire has actually followed up with the policies, the concept notes, and even though they were having challenges in some of them, but it's quite clear that they have followed up. Nigeria has further improved the strategy, I think, by focusing on certain areas, and I think that's very, very important. So in terms of the contribution of CARD to rice development in the various countries, I think there's a plus. But as a friend told me, we can't eat paddy. Most of these countries are saying we have doubled, we have tripled production, but in terms of paddy production, but we can't eat paddy. We eat milled rice. And it's quite obvious from the presentations that we're having that a lot of effort is being made to put now into converting paddy to milled rice. I think it's very, very important. And what has come out of this is the fact that we're having strong partnerships with the private sector. We've seen two private sectors that have actually demonstrated the kind of partnership that's happening and the way they're contributing to improving the production of milled rice. The rice self-sufficiency ratio is still average, is still low. 2015, we can talk about 0.55. They vary from country to country. Some countries are higher, some are very low, but the average is 0.55. Africa Rice has set up an objective of 90%, 0.90 in 2020. And we see Nigeria saying we're going to reach it. And I hope that from what we have heard and seen here today, it's possible. If we put in place the right policies, we're definitely going to get there. In terms of Africa Rice and CARD, Africa Rice participated in the development of the national rice development strategies. I mean, we did a lot of work in these 23 countries, and he said it, and Sato said it. He said that this process is actually collecting data, and we have the data in terms of research, because that's what we're mandated to do. We have the data, and we supported this process and to get these rice development strategies going. With respect to the two initiatives that he mentioned, seed production and mechanization, we have also supported CARD in that. In terms of seed production, we have also taken part in developing seed strategies in the various countries. We have also mobilized funds, and he was saying CARD doesn't provide funds, but it's a coalition that actually helps us to mobilize funds, bring together ideas, and we have done that. The last point I want to make is that Africa Rice has been doing quite a lot. The CARD is a coalition with a lot of ideas. We are mandated to do research. We are producing interesting varieties for African rice agroecologies, which are available. And what we're trying to do is to strengthen our partnership with different institutions so that we can actually get these varieties out and technologies out to our institutions. In terms of mechanization, we have set up, with funding from the European Union and IFAD, a task force for mechanization, because that's a very, very important area based on the work we're doing with CARD. And it's a very, very important tool that we're using now to actually make sure that mechanization is actually integrated into the value chain. and we have done that with that. And various other initiatives, the Global Rice Science Partnership is very important. It's a partnership that brings together over 300 partners to look at rice, so where Africa is actually leveraging science from the global arena and bringing it to Africa, and we're making progress in that. More specifically, there's specific initiatives which I just want to mention. The West African Agricultural Productivity Program, which is funded by partly funded by the Japanese government, and we thank them. And there's a whole component of rice, and we're now looking at how, somebody mentioned, how to strengthen seed reserves. It's very, very important now, and we think that seed is the first stage, and we have to make sure that our countries have good seed reserves in terms of foundation seeds, better seeds, foundation seeds, and certified seeds. I think that's the main point. Well, my time is up. I could have said